Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, we have our TV show as well. We are on our YouTube channel. Look us up at the Lizzie T Show. And our social media, the Lizzie T Show on Instagram, the Lizzie T Show on Twitter, and obviously YouTube channel. And don't forget the famous Facebook. We are here today. We are live. I am hoping that you had a phenomenal weekend and you were able to enjoy your time with your family. We are just returning here in Canada, in Ontario, the province of Ontario, Toronto, Canada. We are broadcasting live. It is our regular time, 7 o'clock, and we have an amazing show for you today. We have a very and I can't wait to hear her. We are returning for a March break. Yeah, here in Ontario, our kids had that 1 week break where we're supposed to transition to. Unfortunately, it didn't work out that well. We didn't have those wonderful plus days that we were looking forward to be outside. That did not happen. So we were mostly indoors. In the mold, and for all of you moms that kind of understand and know what I'm coming from, it was a challenging week to have our kids busy that week, but it's over. The kids are going back, went back to school today. Traffic was mental as always, but trying to be on time and getting things back to the normal rhythm. So for all of you moms and dad and caretakers that are taking care of your little ones or your middle ones have teens, my condolences to you today, because it was a challenging day after going back to school after that 1 week. And for you that were able to travel probably to a nice warm place, welcome back. It is not as warm as we anticipated. And but it looks like Wednesday we will have those plus 10 and 8. And some of our friends from the States, I don't know what I'm talking about, because for them that is really cold for winter. Actually, our friend from Boston probably know, because it gets cold there as well. I want to take the opportunity to thank again our sponsors. Thank you so much, Nature Nova, Natasha Brittman, which had a phenomenal workshop for our kids, teaching our teenagers and our preteen financial literacy. That was excellent. Applause to you, Natasha and Brittman. This workshop. It was a 1 day, take our kids out of their relaxing day of their March break. That was phenomenal. And they're one of our biggest sponsors here. Thank you so much, Natasha Bridgman. We will be playing the commercial throughout the interviews with our guests that is coming up pretty soon. And also, Woman on Fire is another sponsor. And for you that are not familiar with Woman on Fire, is an organization that helps and appreciates and values women just like me and you that are doing things in the community, whether it is creating a business, whether it is volunteering. They have an amazing, Allison Harvey has an amazing organization which also helps kids, orphans in Haiti. So thank you so much. Registering the show, Allison, Woman on Fire. And I'm looking forward to the gala, which is almost in a month. Wow, the gala is here again. I will be covering the event as always, and I've been nominated as right after the interview, by the way, guys. Do not forget, we have our musical section, which is full full. So if you are interested in us playing the song, make sure that you do email us at show@lizzyt.com. Show@lizzyt.com. As I've already talked about the weather, we are getting a warmer climate, and I'm looking forward to having those plus 15. Our in the States, they had quite a bit of snow. I heard that places that didn't get a snow, they were getting snow. And the weather is unbelievably hot in South America. So our friend that listens to us, getting some comments on social media. And so if you have comments for us, send it to us. I love to say hello, to comment, and to say, you know, we got a hello from Australia, which we always, because we have family there. So hello to our friends in Australia as well. So let's continue on with the show, everyone, because it is a tired show and we do not want to run out of time. I mentioned earlier, very, very interesting guest today. Her name is Sherry Denise. If you have looked on the links on social media, she is a philanthropist, an entrepreneur, an advocate. Sherry Denise is the co-founder of Chain and board member of All About Equality, raised in Culver City, California, the future business leader, volunteer in various charitable organizations during her college year, where she earned a degree in communication with premium focus on cross-culture communication. After graduating from college, Sherry loves for learning and exploring led her living abroad for extended periods. Time, considering herself a global citizen, I love that, in embracing culture and heritage for more than 50 countries. I'm so curious to find out where all those countries are. 50 countries, that's incredible. She spent more than 3 decades championing her rights of equality of others, and in 2015, in celebration of her United Supreme Court decision allowing same-sex marriage, Sherry dedicated All About Equality, an organization dedicated to create awareness, support for advances of civil liberties among all gender, race, religion, and orientation. That is incredible, my goodness. So let's welcome Sherry to the show with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Sherry, and welcome to the Lizzy T. How are you doing this afternoon? I think we're in the same time.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we are on the same time zone. I am just outside of Boston, and thank you so much for allowing me an opportunity to be on your show and to engage with your listeners. And I'm just very grateful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So, Sherry, tell us a little bit about yourself. It's nice to know about the business person, the philanthropist, the entrepreneur, the advocate. But it's nice to know also for my audience to kind of identify with you, to link with you. Give us a little bit of your background. Is Sherry married? Do you have kids? Or do you look after, someone or a pet? You know, people here in Canada consider their pets as their kids. So what's going on?
Oh, you're so cute. Thank you for asking these questions. I'm just a very simple person, and my focus right now at this stage of my life is to try to make a difference in the world by raising awareness around the need for inclusion in diversity, trying to help people that are less fortunate than I am. I am not married. I've been divorced for many years, and I had a son, and unfortunately, he passed away last year. He was 23, and he was attending a university in Boston, and one of his classmates approached me and told me that they had been working on a school project, a proof of concept, and asked me if I wanted to continue my son's legacy. And so in addition to the philanthropic work that I do for All About Equality, I decided to take on a legacy project on behalf of my late son, Christian Olivier, who actually is Canadian. His family is actually from Montreal, and he had dual citizenship. And so it's nice that you're a Canadian company and that we can, anyway, just kind of reach out. But I started and incorporated, along with my son's business partner from school and four of his other very close friends, a brand new, very progressive company called Platinum Jane. And the concept behind the company is really mm-hmm. plants over pills. And so we have basically created a line of products based around the non-psychoactive hemp plant. And we have CBD products that we are offering to all kinds of different generations and a different demographic. And we're building a brand that is just being so incredibly well received. And we are donating proceeds back to the university that my son was attending. And we've created a scholarship to try to help kids that need financial aid. And that's me.
So this was all inspired, Sherry, about with your son's basically inspiration. This came about your son's work. This, he started it, and you got inspired. You wanted to finish this. So for my listeners that are listening all over the world, especially here in Canada, this is a Canadian show. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is and the difference or the confusion that there is between CBD and THC flower, because there is confusion there. I just want to make sure my listeners know what you are referring to.
It's my pleasure. And a lot of what we do at Platinum Jane is an educational format, because we are trying to dispel the stigma, and there is a lot of confusion. So I'll make it really simple. Cannabis was a mother who had two children. One of them was called marijuana and one of them was called CBD. And marijuana is psychoactive and it gets you high. And CBD is not psychoactive and it won't get you high. And so for people that don't like the feeling of anything that's psychoactive or mind-altering would choose CBD. And what's interesting about both of them, because as I said, cannabis is the mother and marijuana and CBD are the children, the CBD comes from the hemp plant, and it literally has, well, it's reported to have a lot of curative properties. And while the Federal Drug Administration in the United States hasn't necessarily approved the language around all of those curative properties, a lot of people will say that it elevates your mood, that it relaxes you, that it's anti-anxiety, anti-inflammatory. And we can't support any of these claims. We can only say that research does support that. And we have targeted people, for example, who are addicted to nicotine as a really nice way to get them off nicotine. So we have pre-rolled CBD cigarettes. They're herbal cigarettes. And we've also seen that research supports that that people who are addicted to certain substances can use CBD as sort of a reverse gateway to calm them, relieve anxiety. So really our whole push right now is plants over pills. We're in the process right now of developing a lot of other products. We have edible powders, CBD powders, vanilla, chocolate, coconut, and we're encouraging a lot of our consumers to be creative and consume creatively and create their own recipes. And those can be used for smoothies or sprinkled on coffee or tea or any recipe that might benefit from it. And we're looking at another just down the line product line of creams and balms. I personally would love to see a Platinum Jane perfume. And I don't know, we're just excited, really excited. And for me personally, to be able to work with all of my son's friends who are, you know, in their early 20s and well-educated and excited and not only wanting to make a difference in the world and extend Christian's legacy, but it's, you know, a $22 billion market in the United States. And
mm-hmm.
we're tapping into a need where people are moving away from opiates and moving away from THC and looking at the health benefits from these plants.
Right. Well, one of the things that I am very intrigued is the name for this product, Platinum. How did you come up with and what gave you the idea or the inspiration?
The idea was my son's. And, of course, Mary Jane, you know, is the word that people have used for, you know, lots of decades around marijuana. And so instead of Mary Jane, my son chose Platinum Jane to sort of discern around naturally superior products. And that was the name of the company that he started. And it was, well, he didn't actually formalize the company, but it was the name of his concept that he presented to his colleagues in university. So mm-hmm. I can't take credit for the name. It was all him.
It was all him, right? And good job. So when creating or following on the footsteps of what your son and the company that he started, the group that he started, what do you see that are the one of the biggest challenge in doing this or running the startup company?
Probably compliance and regulation around CBD. And it'll go back to the original question that your listeners probably would like to understand, and that is very few people understand the difference between CBD and THC. So I think our greatest challenge has been in education to let people know that CBD is legal, it's federally legal, it's not psychoactive, and if you were to taste, you know, a teaspoon, for example, of our chocolate powder, it's not going to give you the effect of that any drug would give you. It'll elevate you. It might relax you. I think people experience different things, but it's just not going to be the psychoactive, and I'll say high, that people experience from marijuana and THC use. So I think the answer is probably education and dispelling the stigma.
Right. And I guess that's with anything, especially in Canada, you know, being regulated or allowed, it has created a lot of confusion. A lot of people think that they can do it everywhere, but we're talking about two different things. So not to confuse my listeners. Now, one of the things that I find that, and I've read and I've seen videos of people that are taking it, people that are in with Alzheimer's, if I'm not mistaken, I don't want to quote this wrongly, or people that have, I can't remember this disease that you can't control your movement. They
epilepsy.
Take some,
it's
thank
epilepsy.
You. Yes, they mm-hmm. take some sort of a oil or drops, not necessarily they have to inhale it. That is that kind of similar what your product is is allowing, or is there any research within that prospect?
There are, and the U.S. government has issued several patents around some of the curative properties around it. There is a company that has used CBD oil tinctures and whatever the compound that they have produced, and it's shown a lot of a progress around children with epilepsy, and I think that's what you were referring to. And I think they're still in the process of of really analyzing what the curative benefits are. And so we can't claim anything medically. We can only basically say that research supports anti-anxiety, research supports inflammatory or non-inflammatory properties. And I think it's probably still too soon to know what all those benefits are, but it's been very, very well received. And just all of the brands that are popping up. And I mean, I just saw something the other day about all these dog treats, and it's become increasingly popular, you know, within the sort of, you know, pet arena. And we're actually trying to do a little bit of research on that and figure out if that makes sense for us as a company as well to get into that space.
So, Sherry, how do you see this company in the next 2-3 years? Because you've gotten good reception, and has been received well. You're following the footstep of what your son started. You're continuing on. How do you see in the next, year or so from now, do you see it, being in front stores or it taken off like wildfire as it is happening the last couple of weeks?
So we've had a lot of cafes and just sort of like little funky bars ask if they can carry our product. So, I mean, we have the products range. So we have, you know, pre-rolled CBD herbal cigarettes. And, you know, there are a lot of regulations around where people can smoke. And so that would probably be something that would be for personal consumption that you wouldn't necessarily, use while you were in a cafe or in a bar. I mean, at least in the United States, smoking is prohibited, whether it's an herbal cigarette or it's, you know, tar and nicotine. Some of the other products that we're coming up with, though, are gaining a lot of traction. And as I said, the edible powders are really going to be a big thing. And we've got stencils where we can kind of just shake a dosage over a cup of coffee, and not only is it our beautiful logo, but it's, you know, a shot of CBD. We're also looking at using CBD, for example, in drops. So for people that don't consume alcohol and don't want alcohol, you know, in their life, they can put a couple of drops into what we're calling like a mocktail, and they won't feel the effects that alcohol gives people, but they may feel a little bit relaxed. So I think in 2 to 3 years, we hope to build out a really, really nice line of products that will hit a variety of demographics. As I said, we're donating proceeds to the university where my son was attending. So we want to make a difference in helping kids who need financial aid, and we want to support them. But we're also partnering with other groups of people. We would love to partner with, like, for example, the veteran community, and offer them an opportunity for veterans, for example, that suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome. CBD has shown some great benefits in that area. I mean, research supports that. And so, you know, there's a level of altruism that is present in every member of this company. And I curated my son's friends specifically for that reason, because they're all just really good, gracious, kind-hearted people, and they want to give back to the community, and they want to make a difference. And that's our mission statement. Our mission statement is we're going to make a difference. So whether it's providing, you know, money, aid, housing, product, you know, to people that are less fortunate, that's what we want. That's our goal.
And that, Sherry, is a very, very good goal to have. You deserve an applause. And you deserve an applause. Sherry, I want you to share before we're starting to time. And it's so sad because this has been such a great informative show. I've learned so much, and I have to tell you, I'm not into, you know, this kind of type of products to per se, but I'm learning so much, and I think my listeners are learning as much as I am as well. And as you said earlier, education is at must when it comes down to products like this. We cannot confuse things and judge without having a little bit of background information, and you're doing a great job. I want you to share with me before we run out of time, where can people find your product, your social media information, your website, but I want you to hold for 1 minute. I need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, and I'll be right back, Denise.
No worries. Thanks.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit NatureNova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you. More time for your family. More money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Canadian Show, North American Radio Show.
Hey, we're back, everyone. We are back. We are live today. We're speaking with Sherry Denise, which is today is a very informative show, and I am very happy to have her here all the way from Boston, our friends in the States. If you just tuned in, do not worry. The show is recorded and it will be on our social media. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to check Sherry's company out, which is definitely very interesting. And there's a lot of help, a lot of information. And she will be sharing with us where can we reach her and where is the social media, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff for us to get a hold and just purchase the product. And if you have any questions, again, give her an email or a call. So where can people find you, Sherry?
Your listeners can find us at www.platinumjane.com, PlatinumJane.com. And our Facebook is also Platinum Jane. And you can find us on Instagram at Platinum Jane. And we also have our YouTube channel, which is Platinum Jane CBD. And you can reach out anytime with questions, anybody, and direct any email inquiry to info@platinumjane.com. Or if you have something that you'd like to say personally to me, please, please feel free to reach me at Sherry, S-H-E-R-I, at platinumjane.com. And I always welcome questions, inquiries. Our product will be found on our website. And you can also find our brick and mortar locations. We are in Philadelphia, and we are in New York. We're in Massachusetts, and in the process of working out agreements with a lot of other brick and mortar outlets throughout the United States.
Phenomenal. I love when people know how to promote themselves. It looks like you know what you're doing. This is great. Sherry, I can't believe time is just running by so quickly here at the Lizzie T Show, but it's been an honor and a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for the information. Thank you so much for educating us. Thank you for allowing us to trade, chemically drugs basically into going for something more natural. Definitely benefit, and some people can definitely take advantage of something like this. I want to thank you so much for being here today. Any last word?
Just thank you so much for thinking of us and for including us in your show and introducing us to your listeners, and I hope to make a difference, and please just keep on supporting us and encouraging us, and we would love to be guests again sometime. So please keep us in mind.
Awesome. And we sure will. Thank you so much, Sherry. Make it a fantastic evening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Sherry Denise, and that was awesome. So we will continuing on, everyone, with our musical section. We do have quite a bit of selection. We don't want to run out of time. We have a song, and I'm trying to see it here, Motivated by Walt P. He sent his MP3 a little while ago. We actually had it on the show. And thank you so much. Just call Motivated.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated. Yeah, I know you hate it, but you can't ever trade it. Reasons why I'm doing what I do. What you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing. I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough. I'm start to the finish tough. My endurance come from watching mama. She ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated, going, still growing, still showing. I was made for this. Since a kid, I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience and my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. You really feel how I feel. Mr. B.A.D. been in the field. Facing bullets that would kill.
I don't
but
see
I...
no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated.
making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse, dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher. In city streets full of poverty and the businessman has been by, I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher. In the city streets full of poverty and the businessman has been by, I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself, no matter what comes in your way. We gotta lift him high, 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 high. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up higher. In these city streets full of poverty and the businessman passing by, I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher.
And that was Kaya Miranda, everyone. She is from L.A., beautiful gospel singer. We do discriminate. We play everything as long as it's PR rated. Next up is Ashley. Ashley is from New York. She sent her MP3 about a play, and we support all of you artists. Here's Ashley.
I can see you're falling apart. We can run.
my crew. Me and you, we could do what you wanna do. Grinding on the dick, baby, do what it do. Can't take my eyes off you. Feeling on my body like you know me. Baby girl, number one, you my trophy. Got a nigga feeling like it was a goalie. Gripping on your waist while you move slowly. Back to forward, forward, back, yeah. Ease your mind, you're right in time, yeah. Huh, won't you grind for me? Baby girl, won't you grind for me? Yeah, ha.
Eyes on me, it's just like you see me naked. Move to the left, move to the right, vibe right. I'ma get you love tonight. And as we move to the floor, you know I'ma put on the show. I'ma ride the boat, ride the boat. Work the middle, just a little. Tryna have a private party with your body. Moving on your wood, yeah, I feel the excitement. Everybody wants my body, but my body's wanting you. Everybody wants my party, but the party's here with you. Stick your key into my ignition. Let go of all your inhibitions.
And that was Dejanay. She is also from New York. She sent her MP3 a little while ago, and we haven't had her on the show. Actually, we had her on the show. Well, this is it for today, everyone. I can't believe time just goes by so quickly here at the Lizzie T Show. We will be back tomorrow with another show, another guest, and another fantastic show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. Thank you so much for listening. And as I always say, don't have a good day. Make it. It's up to you. Make it a fantastic day, everyone. I'm your host, one of the Lizzie T Show.
Canadian show. North American radio show. And now, worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new.